Hello and welcome to Across the Prairie. I'm Kathy DeWitt. Got something really special lined up for you today to start the new year off. We're going to be talking with Donna Green Townsend and Dale Kreider about the reissue of Donna's national award-winning documentary, Apalachicola Doin' Time. It's being re-released along with a companion CD of the complete music tracks, which you'll be hearing in their entirety today on our show. You'll be hearing music by Mark Smith, Ken Skeens, Harvey Reed, Mike Jurgensen, and others. And we're going to start out with the song that started this whole project off. Here's Dale Kreider doing Apalachicola Doin' Time, coming up just for you right here on Across the Prairie. Was Dale Kreider singing Apalachicola Doin' Time. And that's the piece that kind of started the whole project that Donna Green Townsend put together, which resulted in winning an award from the Radio and Television News Directors Association for the Best Documentary. What year was that, Donna?
Well, the plaque actually says the year 2000. It aired in 1999, three times, actually, in October, November, and December. But so it was 2000 that we won the award. Very exciting day.
And this song kind of made you think about what you wanted to do with this project?
Well, you know, it started out with, let's do something on the Apalachicola River. I didn't really know much about the water war prior to getting started, and all I knew was the song. And so that shows you something right there. There are a lot of people like me who probably, other than hearing the song, really weren't all that familiar with the details. But it pulls you in, and you want to know, well, what's the problem? What's going on? And Dale, you could tell it better than I can. You wrote the thing, what, 30 years ago plus, and the problem is still there.
When did you write this song?
In 1969, there was a Corps of Engineers plan to put 7 dams across the Apalachicola from the Georgia line down to the town of Apalachicola. And everyone with any ecological training and scientific background knew that that was the wrong thing to do, to lose the sequence of that natural flow out of Georgia and Alabama into Florida, and the sequence of all of the life, like the oysters and the shrimp and everything tied to that, would have to adapt to the Corps of Engineers' strict plan of water regulation. And so I wrote that song from a scientific impulse, I guess, that turned artistic. It had a lot of emotion in it. It was a river working. It always had been a working, doing time for humans ever since we've known it. It would do everybody the best favor to have it continue that way without it turning into a navigational lock and dam system like the Corps of Engineers wanted.
So your song became a big hit with the fishermen and the oystermen and the shrimpers, all the people up there who worked that river.
Yeah, a radio station, WPAP, out of Panama City Beach, played that song for 7 weeks, the most requested song, and the oystermen would sing it out there on the boats, tugging those oysters, you know, and I got the keys to Apalachicola. For many years since then, I've been involved with the Apalachicola Seafood Festival, which perform up there, and I've been able to eat so much of that seafood and grow a part of me into a natural estuary there.
Wow. Well, so the seafood and the life that you're talking about that lives in the river can't really read all those rules and regulations too well, but they kind of have their own wisdom.
Yep.
That's an interesting way to put it.
It's worked for a long time, too.
Now the oysters can't speak for themselves. We have to do it for them, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And in your journey, Dale, you've inspired a lot of other people to write about this same kind of events. And
I was inspired by master artist, songwriter, wonderful person to everyone in Florida, Will McLean, who first introduced me to this idea of commemorating what we have in Florida, natural resources and rivers and places, and with songs to embellish what we really stand to lose if we don't keep realizing how important these things are to life support system here in the state and to the economy that supports Florida. So a lot of artists do realize now the environment is so important to save. In the first days when I was writing and singing these songs, a lot of people probably were turned off because it was something that I was seeing that was sounding like tree hugging or not being realistic about how we need to use Florida. But over the years, with the population growth and with the development we've got, most everyone realized that our rivers are our life support system. And a lot of people write about rivers, others write about forest and the wildlife, the endangered wildlife, and I've been doing some of that now for about 45 years.
So you're kind of like Will McLean was to you, you are now to a lot of the other songwriters in Florida. How about Mark Smith? He's got a great song about the river and having its own wisdom.
Oh, one magnificent song that we included on here. I think Donna thought of that one immediately, The Wisdom of the River.
Let's give that a listen.
I've seen a river, and the river has seen me. I have felt its current flow into the sea. In its deep reflection are scenes from yesterday. The wisdom of the river is showing us the way. The landscape is the canvas, the water is the brush, painting out a poem in the stillness and the hush. Then a whisper from a whirlpool takes a shadow for a ride, and the wisdom of the river has found its way inside. When the river talks, I want to listen, want to pay attention now. Don't be slow when the river talks. I want to listen because it might say something that I want to know. That I want to know. With skin of fluid motion that the paddle can caress, holds me like a lover, unafraid to be undressed. With secrets barely hinted, not quite an open book, the wisdom of the river invites a closer look. I've seen a river, and a river has seen me. I have felt its current flow into the sea. In its deep reflection are scenes from yesterday. Wisdom of the river is showing us the way, showing us the way, showing us the way.
That's Mark Smith playing Wisdom of the River, and that's from a live performance that is part of this companion CD that comes along with the re-release of Donna Green Townsend's Apalachicola Doing Time documentary. And talking with Dale Kreider and Donna in the studio, Donna, when you did your documentary in 1999, what were your main concerns about?
Well, Woody Miley, who at the time worked with the estuary preserve area up there, Dale, I know you've known him for years.
He was a biologist in charge of the research place there in Apalachicola.
And the thing that he said that I think everyone in the country needs to hear, was that almost 50% of the seafood in the United States that we purchase comes from the Gulf of Mexico. And 90% of the fish and oysters, crabs, they all have to spend part of their early stages in an estuary like Apalachicola Bay. So if the estuary is messed up, you know, then there's not going to be the habitat to nourish what ends up in the Gulf of Mexico that the seafood fishermen get.
Yeah, there was recently a lot of publicity about saying that our seafood that we eat now is going to be all gone by 2050 if we don't change what we're doing. This is like
already,
been written up a lot.
Already around the world, Woody was talking about that too during the documentary, how many of the major seafood areas around the world are gone already. And he talked about the Caspian Sea and the Azov, and you know, you can just travel around the world and look what's happened from development, and they lost their estuaries. Well, you know, when are we going to get it right?
Yeah, and clean water has become the biggest international issue. That's what most of the people who are going over now to try and help people in other countries, that's their number one mission, is trying to get people away to get clean water.
Woody kind of broke it down, I think, even simpler by saying, you know, a fish fillet does not start at Publix. And I thought, who can't relate to that, you know?
So in this water wars that you call the tri-state water war, in our state of Florida, the Apalachicola is the Apalachicola, but it starts up in Georgia
as the Chattahoochee up north of Atlanta. And as it goes through the state of Georgia, since most of the water fell to the ground and rain in the mountains and throughout Georgia, they feel like they can use every drop of it. And the fact that it's our largest river flowing into Florida, FSU crunched numbers that says that it's worth not millions but billions of dollars a year to the economy of Florida, we stand to lose it in our lifetime. We stand to lose it maybe not only from just diminished water flow, but we stand to lose a lot of the things that depend on it, from contamination of industrial waste, household waste, and everything that come down the river from Georgia. Now, the Supreme Court has required Florida, Georgia, and Alabama to get together and agree upon a minimum flow of water. But we're at the end of the pipeline, and we're the one that depends most on the water for our economy. Otherwise, Georgia uses it for irrigation or in municipal uses. And when it gets down to Florida, we've got the Apalachicola National Forest. We've got many oystermen and fishermen and ecotourism kind of industry dependent upon that water. So we hope that the Corps of Engineers will continue to require that the three governors work out, hammer out something, maybe with our new governor, Chris, he will be more willing to get in there and make something happen to protect that water resource for Floridians. Now, I feel like that the other musicians on this all have an environmental flavor to their music, and I believe that through music, such as Will McLean started through this theme of we can save Florida through music. I believe we can do that. Music is more powerful than any other method that I know of to get to the heart of an issue and have it stick in the minds of people. And we need to use more conveyance like that to get our country and our state more balanced with the ecology.
It's easier to digest somehow to hear it in music, isn't it?
Well, and it also has an emotional impact that's larger than just words. Right. Arlo Guthrie said something I really loved one time when I heard him in concert. He said, "Never think that music can't change the minds and hearts of men or the course of nations."
Mm-hmm.
And I really love that. Well, let's listen to one of these musicians. We're talking about Florida and wanting to have our Florida River remain intact. How about The Old Florida River by Ken Skeens and Lee?
Great. Thank you.
There's a slow-flowing river where the tall cypress grows. She holds fast her secrets nobody knows. Run quiet, dark water, carry me with your song. Roll on, roll forever, won't you take me along? Oh, you old Florida River, ever more than you seem. Make me one with your spirit, let me glide on your dream. Oh, you old Florida River, rolling down to the sea. Roll on, roll forever, may you run wild and free. Oh, you rolling old river, moving soul of the land. Bless us with your water, bring life to the sand. Take me to still water where the manatees play. Rolling old river, won't you take me away? Oh, you old Florida River, ever more than you seem. Make me one with your spirit, let me glide on your dream. Oh, you old Florida River, rolling down to the sea. Roll on, roll forever, may you run wild and free. May we see you as sacred, ever clear and serene. May we hold you as holy, ever keep you pristine. Oh, there's a slow-flowing river where the tall cypress grows. She holds fast her secrets, nobody knows. Run quiet, dark water, carry me with your song. Roll on, roll forever, won't you take me along? Oh, you old Florida River, ever more than you seem. Make me one with your spirit, let me glide on your dream. Oh, you old Florida River, rolling down to the sea. Roll on, roll forever, may you run wild and free. Roll on, roll forever, may you run wild and free.
That was Ken Skeens and Lee, his wife, singing Old Florida River. And we're talking a lot about rivers today with Dale Kreider and Donna Green Townsend about the new release of the documentary Apalachicola Doin' Time. And Dale, you said that the Apalachicola Doin' Time was one of your first water songs, and now you've got, I know you've got a whole release of just water songs. And
yeah, I have a new water song, Waterway CD with 22 water songs on it. But this Apalachicola, it's a fun song because it's so close to Pepsi Cola and Coca-Cola and and people hang on it. And my friend
helps people to learn how to say it too. I mean, when you sing
true.
It, now we all know how to say the word right.
The way this thing happened was my friend George Floyd, whose grandfathers on both sides of his family, for back to the great-grandfathers, lived off of the river there in Apalachicola. His grandfather was the largest wholesaler of seafood in the Apalachicola Bay Area, and his grandfather Floyd was a boat captain on the Apalachicola River back during the cotton and cypress lumber days. And so George comes about it from the interest of his family and his roots and everything, but he also funded much of this project out of his own pocket just because he has this commitment and he had the money. So we were able to win an international award with something here in Florida in a way of a product that involves Florida's musicians singing for the places that we love and think should be protected, and having people like a citizen like George who can fund something like this. And I think the fact that it's already 10 years old and not very much has been done to accomplish what we set out to do early on, and that was to get some changes on the ground to help make that river guaranteed flow into Florida. But with this new Supreme Court requirement that we have to agree on this, we think school kids, institutions throughout the state of Florida can get behind this notion of saving that river for Florida's industry and its seafood and various other values that we get from it.
And our kids and grandkids.
And grandkids.
So, Donna, how do you plan to distribute this product? How is it going to be released?
Well, I'm very excited that Margaret Longhill with the Will McLean Foundation early on really adopted this. We sat in a room and just blocked off all phone calls and sat and listened to the whole program when we were first producing it, and she was in tears. And
she lives where they're with Lacoochee and the Rainbow River come together.
That's exactly. So she's got the heart of rivers in mind. And so she's agreed to, first of all, she let us do a live presentation at prime time at the Will Fest a few years back. And we introduced some of the musicians live. And that was so much fun. Not everybody could be there, but a good majority of them were there. And we gave it stage time. And now we're including a recording of that Will Fest stage set, by the way, on the companion CD in its entirety. It's about 30 minutes long, plus individual tracks of all the songs. But they're going to put it on their website because it is Saving Florida Through Music, so you'll be able to find it there. And I think
Dale... The League of Environmental Educators in Florida, that's the teachers who are teaching science and biology and botany and things in the various high schools and middle schools throughout the state will be getting copies of this. All the libraries will be receiving free copies. It's going to be 2 hours of entertainment documentation of one of Florida's most valuable natural resources, the Apalachicola River. And we can do that for every Florida river or every Florida forest. Any part of Florida that needs attention can be done this way, with songs and programming that focuses on the arts and the science.
So the mission really is just to get it out and to get to educate people in an entertaining way.
And no one is trying to make any money off of it. We just want the information out.
Mm-hmm. That in itself is an unusual thing, isn't it?
All of the artists gave their talents and worked with Donna and folks here at WFT to get this thing out, including all of the students and faculty that was involved with it.
And I see there's a song by Steve Gillette. Now, he's not even from Florida.
He's not, but boy, does he have some Florida connections. Steve Gillette was a good friend of Gamble Rogers. As a matter of fact, I told Dale I was going to tell his story, and I am. Steve was singing a song about Gamble, and Dale heard it on the radio and had to pull over because it brought him to tears. When he was hearing this song about Gamble.
I was afraid I was going to have a wreck. There was great big old tears flowing out of my eyes.
It's a beautiful song. Steve's a great songwriter, and he did a song called The River, and it starts out talking about a paddle wheel. Well, guess what? My first venture down the Apalachicola was on a paddle wheel boat in Apalachicola called the Jubilee, hand-built by a man named Danny Blake. He's not in Apalachicola now, but he was a boat builder. And I thought, how appropriate, you know, to get to go down the Apalachicola River on a paddle wheel. And so Steve Gillette's song was just perfect for the section of our documentary about the history and ecotourism in the community.
Let's give that a listen so our listeners can hear it. Steve Gillette.
I've seen the paddle wheelers rolling south on a summer's day. I've seen lovers at the guardrails with stars in their lemonade. And I've heard the hobos gather, heard their banjos grace the glade, heard them sing about the river, called it the lazy man's parade. Sing me that song about the river, green going away. I always did feel like a drifter about this time of day. Last night I stood by the highway, pretended I was on my way. You know, 100,000 headlights couldn't match the Milky Way. And when the moonlight touches the water, surely something touches me. And I go reaching for the river like it's reaching for the sea. Sing me that song about the river, green going away. I always did feel like a drifter about this time of day. Some things go on forever, the truth don't ever stray. Wind may brush the water, but the river holds her sway. Sing me that song about the river, green going away. I always did feel like a drifter about this time of day. I always did feel like a drifter about this time of day.
All right, that's Steve and Cindy Gillette with The River. A beautiful song. And I remember bringing them over to your house, Dale, one day, and I think they were quite amazed to see Noonan's Lake and the property out there, and just a whole different picture of Florida than what maybe they had seen before.
Yeah, well, I think every beer can that people throw out on the edge of Noonan's Lake, an alligator will bite it. And so if you're out walking around Noonan's Lake and you see a beer can, you'll see a bunch of holes in it from those alligator teeth. And I was walking around with them out in the woods, and here they're from Vermont, and they were afraid they were going to get on a moccasin every step, you know. And when I told them about the beer cans being bitten, they were ready to go. And it's true, they started looking, picking up every beer can, and then we decided just to make a cleanup effort there, and we got a plastic bag and picked up all of them, and every one of them had holes in it where either a big or a little alligator had bitten on.
I guess that would give you pause.
There's mean alligators in Noonan's Lake. They're meaner there than Orange Lake, I've heard stories, so.
Yeah, but we'll make you think twice. You can make a little art project out of that, some gator art, you know.
Steve has written songs for people like John Denver, Garth Brooks, many songs that we've have heard on radio here in Florida have been written by him, and he got to know Gamble. And
it was the Serendipity Players, I think it was, right?
You're right.
Or singers.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Serendipity Singers.
Yeah. When Gamble died so unfortunately early, he wrote that song, and I recorded it on one of my albums, and we've gotten to be good friends, and he can really pin a song, I tell you. He can tie it down, and even though that song wasn't written so specifically about the Apalachicola, I just love the song about the river.
It creates a great image.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. It really does.
Well, we have some wonderful songwriters here in Florida, and you guys certainly picked some of the best to go on this project. And one of our Florida's favorite daughters is Jeannie Fitchin, who's been performing at the Florida Festival since, what, she was about 13.
And it's been well over 40 years, right, Dale, that she's been at the Florida Folk Festival,
yeah.
For sure. Maybe 45. She was a Heritage Award winner a few years back. In 2001, I think, she won the Heritage Award. Plus, she was nominated for a Grammy that year for her CD. She had two CDs come out at the same time, and we picked one of the songs from that because it just spoke to what was happening. Bill Beckett, who was the did all the production on this CD, we looked at each other at the same time and said we have to have Jeannie Fitchin's song Changes in the Wind because of what was happening to Apalachicola too, not just Georgia. Everybody can't point the fingers at Georgia and Alabama, but on St. George Island, there's development going on there, skinny mini condos, and just a lot of development. We just turned to each other and said, Changes in the Wind, Jeannie Fitchin. We've got to use that song to describe what's going on there.
Oh, let's give that one a listen.
There are changes in the wind. There are changes in the wind. Come one, come all, and hear the call. There are changes in the wind. How many people is too many as we reach 6 billion strong? Pull your head up from the sand. The choice is in the hand of every child and man. There are changes in the wind. There are changes in the wind. Come one, come all, and hear the call. There are changes.
Count on some changes.
That's Jeannie Fitchin for you singing Changes in the Wind. And is that one of the pieces that's on the companion CD, Donna?
It is indeed. It's one of my favorite songs, actually, and we're so thrilled that Jeannie was willing to let us use it. And I have to say that about all of the musicians. Dale mentioned it earlier that no one got any money for anything. Everyone just really believed in the project and donated their time and energy to sometimes doing some remakes of the song, coming in and re-recording them. I mean, it was just really a special effort.
We may do some live performances of all of these performing artists. We may have a whole series of individual concerts along the river from Atlanta all the way down to Apalachicola.
Oh, what a great idea.
In Albany, Georgia, Columbus, Georgia, along up and through there, just try and get people conscious of water and the importance of letting at least a fair amount of it come into Florida.
I'm excited about that.
That's
a really great idea.
So then you'll have music drifting along the river.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like one of the songs. One of my favorite songs is this one by Mike Jurgensen. Where musicians and rivers, they just seem to sort of go together in some way.
Yeah.
You know what's neat about Mike is that he's one of those people inspired by Dale and Will McLean, and he's won the Will McLean Song Contest 3 times.
Wow.
This was the first one that he won, was for Music Drifts Along This River, and that shows you right there the generations passing the torch.
And now he's playing with his son.
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
It's a great thing.
Very sensitive writer. He has just such wonderful finesse on the guitar, and he did a wonderful job with this one.
Music drifts along this river, drawn along on moonlight silver streams, and we'll play these songs together as the Apalachicola River sings. Campfires burning bright this evening, smiling faces, lilting voices joined in harmony. And each circle a reunion, each one different, each one sharing. Together they will weave this tapestry. The music drifts along this river, drawn along on moonlight silver streams. And they'll play these songs together, Apalachicola River sings. And these songs will travel with us, tell our history, dream our future, links to form a chain. And we're joined here by this river, ever flowing, always changing, yet constant as the wind and the rain. Music drifts along this river, drawn along on moonlight silver streams. And we'll play these songs together as the Apalachicola River sings. And the river tells us stories, and it tells us stories too. We are all its tributaries, blending old songs and new. The music drifts along this river, drawn along on moonlight silver streams. And we'll play these songs together as the Apalachicola River sings. And
they'll play these songs forever as the Apalachicola River sings.
That's Mike Jurgensen singing Music Drifts Along This River. And that's kind of what we're doing today. We're having music all about the river and celebrating the river and the release of the new version of Donna Green Townsend's documentary project, Apalachicola Doin' Time, and the companion CD, which has all these wonderful songs on it.
My favorite line in that whole song that Mike did was how we are all its tributaries, because that really describes, you know, how we all are a part of helping to save what's there. It's not somebody else's job. Mm-mm. We're all its tributaries. Don't you think so, Dale?
Yeah.
It gives me goosebumps, that whole song. I mean, just even hearing the beginning of it. So, Dale, you're into that whole thing about cycles and circles. And
it's wonderful to think about cycles, both biologically and bicycling as an alternative.
I didn't know what he was going to say.
But when you think about how many cycles there are in Florida through the year, and we're in a new year now, and we've got these annual cycles, we've got biannual cycles, and then we have these 10-year patterns, and there's 30 and 20 and all of the various. 100 years. That river's got to be here for thousands of years, and we need it so much for our food, our pleasure, our safety from tremendous cold snaps, that moderating effect of the Gulf of Mexico. We have a Gulf of Mexico that's near death. Everybody agrees to that. I don't know anything that can be done, really, other than every individual thinking more consciously about how to save it, and creative ways that we can't even talk about today can come forth when we all get to
think about it. The pressures for oil drilling out in the Gulf just keep coming, don't they?
That certainly doesn't include.
Now we've got oil wells going into the Gulf of Mexico. We've got 50% of our seafood is going to be jeopardized by our thirst for oil. Our addiction to petroleum is ever-growing at the time.
So your talk about bicycles is really relevant.
Yeah, and this Apalachicola River system is a solar collector in the broadest sense. The whole forest is collecting wonderful energy for cycled uses as we speak here on radio. It doesn't cost anything but protection. It really doesn't. And our consciousness, it's a God-given resource that we need to protect. And we haven't been protecting it with the concern that we needed to. And now it's time for us to really get busy. And I think this album may just be the refreshing, entertaining trigger to help us achieve that goal.
You know, as you were saying that, we're talking about cycles. We picked a song called Circles, which is kind of also feeds into that theme, because the community has come full circle in a lot of ways. And the river has always been a mainstay for all of those industries, whether it was cotton milling and shipping of cotton, or whether or not it was
cypress lumber,
or, you know, people coming down with honey on their boats from Wewahitchka, whatever. Now seafood, that river has just been a part of all of the different circles of life that have happened there.
Well, let's listen to Harvey Reed's song, Circles.
I throw a stone into the water. I watch the circles as they grow, while holidays and birthdays leave their footprints like soldiers in the snow. The flowers and the icicles are spokes in a wheel that has no end. And the passing of the seasons makes me think about circles again. The sun and the moon, circles tracing circles in the sky, while old people and children look at each other in the mirror in the eye. Like the churning of a water wheel, like the voice of a long lost friend. When I think about my old friends, I think about circles again. Round and drowned in circles we spin. Over and over, we end up right where we begin. Those things that never change, those things that are never the same. Though it looks like a straight road, I'm traveling in circles again. Round coins in my hand, there's so much I do that they ask me. What goes around will come around, there's wheels turning night and day right past me. I had a dream long ago, I was hiding, but a clock always found me. Now everywhere I look, I see circles around me. And drowned in circles we spin. Over and over, we end up right where we begin. Those things that never change, those things that are never the same. Though it looks like a straight road, I'm traveling in circles again. Round and drowned in circles we spin. Over and over, we end up right where we begin. Those things that never change, those things that are never the same. Though it looks like a straight road, I'm traveling in circles again. Though it looks like a straight road, I'm traveling in circles again.
Thanks, folks.
A beautiful song by Harvey Reed, Circles, and we've kind of come full circle to the end of our program here, and this documentary, Apalachicola Doin' Time, has also come full circle. It's come around again. It's available again, along with this beautiful companion CD. Where can people find that, Donna?
Well, I would say that for sure you should check out the WillMacLean.com website, and that's WillMacLean.com. Will McLean, and you'll be able to get it there. And also, we'll probably have a link up on the WUFT website that will let you know how you can get connected with it. And I think
it'll be available on my website.
And also through the organization that you're talking about, the Environmental Educators, we're going to get them out in libraries and
the
museums.
The Environmental Educators of Florida. The League of Environmental Educators of Florida would have copies.
We'll probably
available.
Have it at the Will Fest as well as the at the Friends of Florida Folk booth, which is that's one of the missions of the Friends of Florida Folk too.
And at the Florida Folk Festival.
The Florida Folk Festival, right? Probably Gamble mm-hmm. Fest at a festival near you.
Coming soon to a festival near you. Well, thanks so much for being on the show and letting us know about this wonderful project. We really look forward to seeing it, and let's hear a little more of that Apalachicola Doin' Time.
Which leads down to Chattahoochee.
Apalachicola, do in time. Don't forget to check WFT.org's website to find out more about that. Hope you enjoyed today's show with our guests Dale Kreider and Donna Green Townsend. This is Kathy DeWitt inviting you to tune in again next week at 5 o'clock for Across the Prairie.